closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thursday. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader this morning. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for letting me into your brain and on your radio for just a couple minutes. Okay, 2 hours, but who's counting? Let me start off with responding to an email that I got just a couple minutes ago regarding my lovely and talented co-host, Tom, subbing for doing feedback, the talk feedback area hour of the last morning show that I do here, the last hour of the morning show over here. I want to address an email that I got. It said, how can... And I'm going to generalize it. He's speaking specifically at Tom, but because we're talking to a greater audience over here, we're going to kind of expand a little bit. How can anybody at this point not see what Hillary Clinton is? How can you still defend her and not admit she's a criminal? Well, what's happening is, well, and this is verbatim, there's been a lot of investigation, a lot of money spent, and no criminal charges have been filed, so therefore she's not a criminal. End of discussion. Okay. So let me compare it to something else. All right? Back in the 80s, even before that, when I was in middle school, I had some comedy albums by a man that was amazing. His comedy was clean. It was funny. I would listen to it over and over and over again. There was even a Saturday afternoon cartoon based on his characters that I watched on a regular basis. It was clean. It gave you good moral advice. It was beneficial. It was edifying. It was funny. It helped in so many ways. It was great. And then in the 80s, he had his own... And there was other TV shows that he was on, but this one was monster successful. It was about a family that dealt with a whole bunch of issues. I mean, real issues, drug abuse and family dynamic and working too much and children out of wedlock. I mean, it was a great show. And you've probably guessed that I'm talking about Bill Cosby. I loved Bill Cosby. Man, it just Cosby could do no wrong, right? I mean, I've met him. I interviewed him. He was awesome. An awesome guy. Funny, intelligent. And then we start getting these reports of him doing horrible things. And at first, it was like, no. Okay, we got one woman that is claiming that Bill Cosby drugged her and sexually assaulted her. Well, okay, that can be explained away. Maybe there was other circumstances here. Maybe she is an embittered former employee or somebody that didn't get her way or something. Surely not Bill Cosby. And then a couple more popped up. And it's like, well, okay, maybe these are just opportunistic individuals that see that there's a chance to get a paycheck here out of a lawsuit. Surely not Bill Cosby. Come on, there's no way that... And then the total is up and over 50 women have claimed that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them in one way, shape, form, or fashion. And at this point, you have to look at this man that was at one point your idol, one point that you had a lot of respect for and thought was a great human being. You have to face the heartbreak. He's a dirtbag. He's a criminal that should spend the rest of his pathetic days in jail. He's a horrible individual. But it took several circumstances before I would believe that he was anything other than what was portrayed to me on TV and the record albums and comedies. And it was heartbreaking. But the reality of it was he's a dirtbag. A grade A piece of human scum dirtbag. Well, how much does it take before you understand the true character of Hillary Clinton? How many scandals does it take? I mean, take the politics away from it. Take the politics completely out of it, okay? Take the politics completely out of the circumstance. if you were in a relationship with someone, I don't care if it's a friendship, a business arrangement, a romantic involvement, and things kept popping up. Well, there's a controversy here. Here's a scandalous situation here. And if you take all of the scandals that have been surrounding Hillary Clinton and you apply them in a different vein to a different relationship, a friendship, business, you know what I'm saying? How long would it take before you're like, you know, I don't think you're the kind of person I want to associate with. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to do business with you. And I don't want to have a romantic relationship with you. We're done. You wipe your hands clean. You knock the dust of them off of your shoes and you walk away. How long would it take? That's the logic and the common sense that I don't understand for individuals that insist she's worth voting for, worth supporting. I don't get it. I don't understand that at all. And I try. You know me. You know that I make an effort to understand the other side. If we are involved in a discussion, I try very hard to understand the other side so that we can have dialogue, we can have a communication, so that something constructive. But I've just come to the conclusion there's only one thing, maybe two. One, you really don't care. You are being involved in the conversation because you have to. But you're not forming an opinion based on anything other than just surface image. You see what's being fed to you by the machine. You just scoop it up. You eat it right up. You swallow it and off you go. Or you're just stupid. I mean, stupid, stupid. Mumpsimus stupid. To the point where the facts are given to you. Nope, 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 not gonna do it. And you just go off your special way. At some point, there's just got to be something wrong with an individual that refuses to understand and see. I see people that still support Bill Cosby. Oh, he's a great guy. Nope. No, he's not. And there is no way, no logic at all in continuing to think Bill Cosby is a nice guy and a supportive guy. No way. It's not possible. Same with Hillary Clinton. There have been so many scandals, so many improprieties that, okay, right, there has been no criminal charges brought against her. Yet. And probably won't be because she's so entrenched in the system. And she is such a brilliant legal weasel that she knows how to manipulate the system. It's not that the judicial system is partisan for her and against Republicans. That's not it. It's that she is such a slick, weaselly piece of person that it's like trying to grab a greased pig. You can't. Good luck. She's brilliant in her legal strategies. She knows exactly what she's doing. She establishes her defenses right as soon as the winds of change start blowing against her. She knows exactly what to do and how to do it. And that tells me that her moral character is defective. Her moral character is completely defective. And therefore, there's just no way I'm going to ever vote for her. Okay, so I just had to address that. So I hope to the individual that wrote, how can he or anyone still support? The honest answer is it's because you're ignoring the facts or you're just plain stupid. There is no other explanation to it whatsoever, period. Okay. You know, as long as I'm on a rant about politics, let's talk about Trump for a second. Boy, is he getting a lot of flack right now because he, quote unquote, has changed his position on immigration. I don't think he's changed his position on immigration. Let me use the analogy. You've got a knife and it is dull. You try to cut something with it and you're probably going to cut your thumb off if you're not careful because it's just, you're not able to use it. Well, a dull knife, a dull tool was the initial foray into the immigration policy by Donald Trump. Blanket statement. Yeah, they got to go. We can't have them in here. We're going to build a wall and we're going to ship them all out. That got your attention and let you know what his feelings were regarding illegal immigrants. By the way, that was also misconstrued as him being racist against Mexicans. He never once said he hated Mexicans. He's never once said he hated any group other than those that are illegal, criminal-minded. And that's not hating a race. That's hating those that want to harm us. And you know what? Got no problem with that. I'm right there with him. I hate those that want to destroy and harm our country, whether it's by just breaking a few laws or terrorist attack, or you want to bring in drugs and chemical weapons. I can't stand you. So I'm with him on that. So now he puts a nice sharp edge on that knife. He hasn't changed the knife. He hasn't changed his stance on immigration. He has fine-tuned his stance on immigration. He's put a sharp edge to his knife. And he is saying that there has got to be a way to seal up the border and quit allowing illegals to come in. There's got to be a way to examine the ones that are here. And if they are intent on not participating and assimilating into the United States, they got to go. But those that want to be a part of the United States, then they've got some punishment coming. They are criminals. They are illegals. They have to pay the price and have to face the punishment for breaking the law. And I hope part of it that he goes on to say is if they're going to be here, they have to, like he said, pay taxes, pay penalties. They have to make good on their crimes. And then they don't get to step in line for a citizenship in front of everybody else that's doing it the right way. Nope. You may never get citizenship, but you may be allowed to contribute to society. You may never get citizenship. You're going to really have to prove that you're worthy of citizenship. And of course, the other side goes, now, wait a minute. That's nationalism. You can't. There is a difference between being nationalism. Of course, everybody wants to bring Nazi Germany into the argument. There is a difference between nationalism and patriotism and pride and proud to be an American and wanting to protect what we have. Big difference. But it's really hard to, you know, deal with that. Okay, there it is. That's my rant. Not bad for the first segment, huh? All right, when we come back, let's talk about Obama's website for Obamacare. We've talked a lot about how big-name insurance companies are bailing out of Obamacare. Let's talk about one other little interesting thing that you may not be aware of. It's very subtle, very slight, but it is an exact opposition of the promise President Obama made when he was shoving Obamacare right in our face. And now the very website for Obamacare is shouting the discrimination and the opposition. You just got to look for it. All right, we will be back right after this. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.